You're posting consistently on social media. People are commenting. They're saving your posts. You're getting new followers. Someone DM'd you last week to say how much they love your posts, but your book still isn't selling. Let's start there because I think it might be the most frustrating place for an author to be. It's almost worse than not getting any engagement at all, in a way. When people are clearly responding to what you're doing and still not buying, that's the kind of thing that makes you question everything, your book, your platform, all of it. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've spent nearly 20 years helping authors just like you figure out this exact problem. And I want to tell you something before we go any further. You're not bad at marketing. Your book is not the problem, and you don't need to post more. What's happening is something I see constantly, and once I name it, you're going to recognize it immediately. Here's what I see that's happening with authors all the time. They're creating content, consistent, quality content, but almost all of it is doing the same thing. It's either bringing in new people into their world, or it's building a relationship with the people they already have there. And both of those things are important. They're very important, but neither of them is asking anyone to buy. Think about your last 10 posts. How many of them were specifically and intentionally designed to move someone from, I like what this author posts, to I need to buy this book right now? Not just a link in the bio, not just a picture of the book cover, a post whose whole job was to make your reader feel so understood, so specifically seen, that buying felt like the obvious next step. For most authors, the honest answer is not many, maybe one, maybe none. And here's why. Because selling feels uncomfortable. It feels pushy. It feels like you're asking too much of people who are already giving you their attention for free. So you stay in the safe zone. You educate, you entertain, you connect, and you quietly hope that all that goodwill will eventually turn into sales on its own. Sometimes it does, but not consistently and not reliably. The content that builds your audience and the content that sells your book are not the same thing, and you need both. In the system that I teach, every piece of content that you create should be doing one of three things. It should be attracting new readers who don't know you yet. It should be warming the people who already are following you and building trust and that connection. Or it should be converting, giving someone a specific and compelling reason to take the next step with your book. And the ratio that I've found works best is roughly 40% attracting, 40% warming, and 20% converting. The last 20% is what most authors are missing entirely. Here's what converting content actually looks like, because I think that there's a lot of confusion about this. It's not buy my book. The link is in the bio. That's an announcement. Converting content is the post where your ideal reader reads the first line and think, that's me. It names exactly where she's at, exactly what she's been looking for, and then points her straight to your book as the answer. For a fiction author, it might sound like, if you're someone who needs a really good ugly cry and a happy ending you actually believe in, this book was written for you. It's not a plot summary, not a review quote, just a direct invitation to the reader who is looking for that exact feeling in the book that she reads. For a nonfiction author, it might sound like, if you've read every productivity book out there and still can't seem to get it together, the problem isn't you. It's that none of those books were written for the way your brain actually works. You're not listing features, you're describing their exact experience and telling her you have something different. That kind of content doesn't feel pushy when it's done right. It feels like finally being seen. And that's the shift from content that keeps people consuming to content that gives people a reason to act. So here's what I want you to do. Go look at the last couple of weeks of posts and ask yourself, does any of this specifically invite someone to buy my book? Not hint at it, not mention it in passing, actually invite them. If the answer is no, that's the gap that you're missing, and that is a very fixable one. If you want the full framework, how to build all three content types, how to map them out across 90 days so you're never guessing what to post, that's exactly what the 90-day book sales system walks you through. You can find the link in this episode's description. And if you're not sure whether this is your only missing piece in your marketing, start with the free book marketing blueprint. It takes about 15 minutes and shows you exactly where your foundation gaps are. That's also linked below. Next time, I'm talking about follower count and specifically why the author with 500 followers can consistently outsell the one with 50,000. That one might surprise you. I'll see you then.